This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Our first special guest stars as Daya Diaz on Orange is the New Black. Please welcome Dasha Polanco.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Ask Me Another.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so you're born in the Dominican Republic.
Yes, immigrant.
Yeah.
And I voted for the second time around.
Yeah. And then you moved to Brooklyn.
Yes. I'm from Brooklyn. Like, Brooklyn, what it used to be when Red Hook was Red Hook.
Yeah, so this was in the early 80s. You moved to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So your parents, of course, were focused on you getting a good education. So you get a BA in psychology from Hunter College.
Yeah. First, I got Kingsborough. I got my two-year degree. Thank you. That's
okay.
A big accomplishment.
Yep.
And then I went to Hunter and then my BA.
And then you're working in the medical field.
While I was in college.
While you were in college.
Yes.
Studying to be a nurse.
I was never a college student without working.
Right.
I had to work and educate myself.
Yeah.
Which was very exhausting.
Exhausting.
And I was working the overnight and then I would rush to Hunter. 8 o'clock in the morning, organic chem.
The easiest class to take
easiest.
At that time.
But I did get an A-minus, though.
Nice.
Which I was miserable because I was taking classes there in Hunter. You know, they specialize also in performing arts.
Oh.
And I wanted to do it so bad.
And you just see all the performing arts people there.
Oh, my God. I couldn't stand them. I was like, ugh, I'm so jealous.
So what pushed you over the edge as an adult with responsibilities and bills to pay and, like, you're on this other path to go, no, I'm actually going to try to pursue my dream?
It was complaining every day and being miserable.
Yeah.
And it was always like telling myself, am I going to reach a certain time in my life where I'm going to look back and regret it? Or am I going to look back and say, I risked it? And at least I risked it. But at this point, risking it was the best thing that I ever did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the first gig that you get is, it's an indie film called Gimme Shelter.
Yes.
But, I mean, it was kind of had some heavy hitters in it. Vanessa Hudgens was in it. Rosario Dawson was in it.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
Which was I'm most excited about. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
because I was obsessed. I know everybody watches like Star Wars, but for me, it was like coming to America.
So then a year later, you were about to walk away from acting.
Yeah, like a year and a half later, because at the time, I needed consistency.
Right, and you're not just taking care of yourself.
No, I
have family.
I have family. You know, I'm a parent of two, and I also lived with my siblings and my nieces and my partner at the time, my fiance. So there was a lot going on, and I had to either choose, am I going to continue doing this or am I going to be secure and keep, you know, the two jobs that I had at the time. I was taught, and I believe that when you set your mind to do something, you have to be the top. You have to be the best at whatever it is, whether it's like custodian, then you're going to be the manager of custodians.
That's right.
So you have to like set your standards and your bar.
And take
your
pride in what you do.
Yes. So I was doing that on the weekends and trying to figure out how I was going to fit in the clinicals and to, you know, complete the program, which is really tough to get into. Nursing programs are like a lottery. Like, it's 200 kids. And that's when I decided to say, I can't do this. I just have to give up. And I get the call for...
For Orange is the New Black.
Orange is the New Black. By the way, I didn't know what it was. I was like, whatever, I'll just audition and it is what it is. Who cares?
So what was your audition day like?
It was... The day that I had to work overnight.
So perfect already.
Luck, and I totally mixed up the time and I was in my sweats and my hair was like, you know, when you work overnight, I think that you just look like a zombie throughout the day. So I wasn't in my best appearance. I was not going to put on makeup. I was just going to go get it over with. It was that point where I was like, I really don't care.
Right.
I need to focus on like this nursing thing and keep on doing what I got to do. At least I got one role of something. I thought it was at 1:30 and actually the audition was at 12:45. Girl. Luckily, there was no cops because I got in that Volkswagen GLI and I got to the city. And I went inside the room, I read for Jen, and I left. And I was like, whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I went home, I continued my life, and I get the call, oh, you got a call back. And I'm like, what? Yes, you got a call back. You have to go Saturday And I'm like, who auditions on a Saturday? I have clinicals on Saturday.
So what did you tell them?
I was honest with her, and I did something that you're not supposed to do if you audition. And I told them, can you please push the audition like an hour? She was like, oh, no problem. It's Saturday. We have a lot of people. I was like, yo. So I had to finish the dummy, the patient that was the dummy.
Yep.
You know, because we're doing clinicals, so you actually have to take care of the dummies as if they're patients.
Right.
And take their vitals. And I was like, I can't win even with make-believe people. So I had to do that. And then go to the audition, and then I auditioned.
Wow. And then it works out.
Then on Monday, I get the call from my manager saying, oh my God, you booked it. I can never forget the words. You booked it, your life is gonna change. Oh my God, and I'm like, what? I just went outside and I started crying. I'm like, what the hell is going on? But at the same time, I was like, I'm not leaving my jobs. This is not, come on, it can't be.
You didn't trust it?
No.
Yeah.
I stayed working even when I was in Orange.
For how long?
Till after the show came out and then they fired me. But it was the best thing ever because I wouldn't have let it go and I wouldn't have embraced being an actress.
Right.
Looking back, I could say, yeah, I'm an actress.
The real deal.
Yeah, you could. I actually have credit. which is good.
That's amazing. No, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And not only that, Orange is the New Black is in its seventh season.
Yeah. And last.
Last and seventh yeah. and last season. And actually, you do some advocacy work with incarcerated women who yeah. are trying yeah. to mm-hmm. get back on their feet. And a lot of them are mothers.
Yeah.
Is that in part inspired by your character, Daya, who had in the show, your character
I
has
mean,
a baby?
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Right? Because of that. But I think that is just because I'm a woman. And I also have family members that are incarcerated, and I think that it's not only women, I think also men. And me having the opportunity to portray a story
yeah.
and belong to such a show that's so important, I think, in the times of when it came out and what it has done. This show has so much effect with people, with artists, with real-life discussions, political discussions.
With women.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. yeah.
Even the opportunity that it lent to many of us. Without Orange, I wouldn't have had a chance. I mean, I don't think that I'm more deserving than others, but for some reason, I was given that opportunity. And so, like, why not give back?
Absolutely.
You know, and, yeah. like, spread that energy so it keeps on repeating itself. Don't make me go deep, because I could get real deep.
All right, Dasha, are you ready for your Ask Me Another challenge?
Yes.
Okay. So, Dasha, we did a little Instagram stalking of you, and we know you're fond of the hashtag #ISmellGood.
Do I? I do.
You love perfumes.
I do. I love smelling good. I love how confident I feel when I walk into a room and that speaks before me and leaves
right.
a story
and people
behind.
Are like, I'm sure people are always like, oh my goodness, let me smell you, right?
Yes.
Yes, I know.
All the time.
I know. Okay, so your game is a breakthrough in olfactory trivia technology.
Yes.
It's called Smell This.
Okay.
I am going to pass you a vial containing an essential oil.
Okay.
Your task is to identify the scent.
Okay.
And if you do well enough, listener Vicky Mahoney from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, will win an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to do this for you.
But I'm here with you, and we have lots of material to work
okay.
with.
Okay, so I work with Ron Wingard, and he's like a perfumist, and he's taught me how to develop my smelling techniques. This is like a real thing.
This is fantastic.
Yes.
Okay, so
mm-hmm.
so how do you do it?
First of all, I have to close my eyes because you have to smell. You can't think about it.
Good, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a technique to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to go back and forth because sometimes your olfactory bulb.
Yeah.
Nursing.
Yeah, yeah. You're on the right show for that.
I mean, everything
people
is connected.
Love that. Yeah, yeah,
everything
good.
Is connected. Human anatomy. But let's do this. Come on.
Okay, so here we go. Number one. The plant this oil comes from is a member of the mint family. Ancient Romans used it in baths, and ancient Egyptians used it during the mummification process.
Okay, well, I wasn't crazy about history.
Here you go.
Oh, my God.
Some people use it as a sleep aid.
Oh, this is lavender.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, here's your next one. This oil comes from a tree that supposedly got its name in the 1700s when British explorer Captain James Cook used its leaves to brew a beverage. However, the oil is toxic and should not be ingested.
It smells so nutmeggish, but it's not.
It's in a lot of shampoos.
It's not tea tree.
Yeah, that's tea
tree. That can't be tea tree.
That's tea tree.
That does not smell like tea tree. You sure these oils are not mixed up?
That is... Oh, that's tea tree. Come on now.
No. I have tea tree. I refuse to believe that's tea tree. What brand is this?
An inferior brand, clearly.
I'm going to have to go and punish my nose.
Okay, this is going to be fine. The plant species this oil comes from is used to make citronella candles to repel mosquitoes.
Oh,
but some beekeepers also use this oil to attract honeybees.
I don't like this smell.
No, it's really strong.
It's like lemongrass.
Yeah, that's it, lemongrass. This is your last clue. This oil comes from a plant that grows quickly and is considered an invasive species in parts of the United States, commonly used in Christmas candy.
Peppermint.
Yeah, you're amazing. Congratulations, Dasha. You and Vicky Mahoney won Ask Me to the Rubik's Cubes. Dasha Polanco stars in Orange is the New Black. The seventh and final season premieres on Netflix in summer of 2019.
Yay.
Thank you so much. You're amazing.
Thank
Give it up
you.
For Dasha Polanco. Want our next special guest to play for you? Follow Ask Me Another on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.